Chapter 34, The New Lecture Course, by A.T. Jones. The lesson will be on the choosing of church officers. Who composed the church? The members, those who believe in Christ. What does the Scripture say of the head of the church, Christ? How many masters are there?
One.
What are the members?
All brethren.
Who has the superiority?
None.
The Declaration says also, all men are created equal. Then in the church it is much the same as in the government. All then have equal rights. Now suppose we here today are Christians, having equal rights, but each works separately. Can matters go on as well as if united? One can chase 1,000, but 2, 10,000. This shows the value of unity of purpose and action, and of organization. And this is why Christians are brought together into churches. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. All is to be done in order, as God is the author of order and not confusion. Titus chapter 1, verse 5. And order is what Christ wants among those who are to perform His work. The church is the house of God, and if disorderly will not amount to much. The church is the body of Christ. Our human body is organization, and so we find it all through God's creation. Each one has a right to exercise every part of his right in relation to Christ. But it is always the fact that there are certain ones among us that can exercise certain offices for us better than each one separately can do so, and we relegate to them the right to act in our place for the benefit of all. But none lose their rights thereby. If 10 kings delegate to one of their number the right to exercise for all the others this office of king, the 9 do not cease to be kings, with all their rights and their heirships to the kingdom. If the one selected dies, the delegated rights return to the 9, and they can redelegate to another. Ye are a royal priesthood and heirs of the kingdom. But in our work we need the very best kind of organization. Would it be right for the most fitting to step forward and assume the offices? No, there would not be an assenting voice among us here. If one claimed the office, that act would show him to be unqualified. How then is the one selected? By the common consent, all having a voice in the selection. If, however, one selects one brother, and another chooses differently, does it follow that some should not have a voice in the matter? If, however, the majority selects someone, should not the others yield their choice for the good of all? That is the spirit of Christ, the common weal or common good. When one is chosen by the many for the place, then come ordination, the laying on of hands, setting apart for office. When this is done, we delegate our authority to him, and he represents everyone in that place. Then does he become the master of all, or the servant of all? The servant, of course. This is the formal bestowal of authority on him. Now when we do this solemnly before God, should we not respect the authority delegated to him? Should we cast any reflection upon him, or detract from his authority? Do we not cast disrespect upon our authority delegated to him? In the choice of an officer, I read Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 26. We find the choice of an apostle to fill the place of Judas. They, the members of the church, selected 2 and presented both to the Lord to make a choice for them. The apostle then was chosen by the people, because if they had been so united as to have fixed upon one, the choice would not have been taken to the Lord. Now, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Here again the 7 men are selected by the multitude. Even when the Lord chooses a man, independent of the brethren, he does not let him go to his work until the brethren lay their hands on him. In this, recognizing this order in the church. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 15. Here the Lord chose Saul. Now, Acts chapter 26, verses 15 to 18. The Lord tells him why he appears to him, to make him a minister and a witness to be sent to the Gentiles. Yet Acts chapter 13 verses 1 to 4 show when he was ordained, which was 10 years after the Savior appeared to him. Paul being all this time among the churches, ministering, but not sent to the Gentiles in the broad field until he could go with the authority of the brethren in the church. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Here the presbytery lay their hands upon Timothy, the church becoming numerous, the elder, the presbytery act for the members. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6.